All right, welcome back to College Station Cougar football. And, Coach, exciting time of the year with the season getting started tonight. Assess what your team did in the spring, carrying in that into the fall, and then y'all had a scrimmage against Temple to get ready for tonight's game.
I think the main thing in the spring, we get 18 practices, so it's good for us to look at a lot of your younger kids. And at that point, we're trying to fill the vacancies from the year before, see where our JV kids and some of our kids were on varsity last year that maybe had limited action, but are ready to go. And hopefully, we're in a position where the kids are ready to step up and go. So yeah, that was the main part of spring, getting in and getting a look at everybody and getting everybody kind of an even keel, everybody's an even chance, slate's clean. Then coming in the fall, we kind of have a depth chart in mind. But again, some kids make great moves over the summertime, strength, speed, whatever it might be. A couple of kids may have switched positions. So coming back in the fall, getting things started, it's more of smoothing things back out. And then obviously checking to see where our conditioning's at. And then moving into the first scrimmage, I think one thing that's great about our first scrimmage, we're going to see a big physical. Plus, Temple has a lot of speed, so that's one thing we look at in that first scrimmage, get that taken care of.
I know that with 7-on-7 and how much that, helps your skill position guys continue to be on the field and work together, how do you integrate what the work they've done into your linemen that really don't seem to have that same opportunity in the summer?
I think now with the change in the rules and the UIL allowing us to have 2 hours per week to work with the kids has changed things a lot for the linemen. Now we're able to go do things with them that are skill related to their actual position. So, as far as catching up, they're obviously their schemes are a little bit different than the skill position. So, we went 30 minutes a day this year, 4 days a week with those guys after our training. So, I thought it was great. And I think the curve there is a lot less than it used to be. So that's why for me, I don't mind having spring ball and having the less week when we have that 30 minutes a day. Now it really changed things up.
And what would you assess, what kind of success did those skill positions guy did? Because returning five guys back from last year, you got a position change, but also you have some returners in your line, and now it's skill position newcomers that you have to find their position and how they're going to fit in with your football team.
Yeah, I think every year it's a little bit different. We're comfortable in our own skin with what we're going to do and our philosophy of things, but I think when you look at it, and you kind of see more like what is your true identity going to be. And I think that's what the scrimmage in the first three games are all about. What we look like against Foster may look a little different next week and a little different the next week till we actually find out what these kids are best at. But coming out of spring, going in the fall, I think we had a good feel for where our strengths were, where our weaknesses were, and we go attack those in the summertime. So now it's another thing, it's filling all those voids, making sure that things are tucked in tight. But the other part about that is during summertime, we did some special teams work also to make sure that we come into the fall and the kids are pretty mindful in the things we did, because we do a lot of special teams work in the spring. So going into summer, normally you don't get to do that work. This year we're able to do some of that work and carry into fall. So, hopefully our special teams are also ready to go.
You had been able to have the backup quarterback play a lot of football at the position really since you became a varsity program. Sosa probably has the least amount of experience as projected starting quarterback under center on the varsity of any time that you've really been here. What has he done to solidify his spot as being the starting quarterback?
Well, I think for one thing, he's, ninth, 10th grade year, he was quarterback to both of his teams, and in middle school also. So he played a lot. Then last year, he was our third guy, but at the same time, he drilled quarterback all the time also. We still had him going on and keeping the same thought processes. And I think it's an easier transition for a guy to go from quarterback to wide receiver than a true wide receiver to come to quarterback. So even last year, he was still doing things and keeping up with the offense. And then so, when springtime got here, it was just a natural transition for him to go over and play. So his adjustment to the position has been, really, really smooth.
I would think that with Cashin and Brown in your backfield, that those will be two guys that you have a really good idea of what they can do. And they're poised for some really big success this year.
Yeah, that's the one thing also is, you know, some things we tweak is last year we didn't have those guys on the field at the same time. This year we're going to, you know, more emphasize of keeping those guys on the field at the same time. And situations that obviously rotate out, but putting both those guys on the field is definitely, you know, you look at the running game and both of them catch the ball well out of the backfield. So that's one thing that we want to make sure our backs can do is catch the ball out of there. So I feel really good about having those two on the field at the same time.
All right, Coach, big changes on defense because you have a new coordinator, but not really big changes when some of the guys you have coming back from last year and have a good idea what they can give you.
I think the when you look at, obviously, defensive philosophy is not going to change any. You know, Coach Locklear was right there last year. He was Ken's right-hand man. So it was a natural transition when Ken left that Locke would move over and take care of that. And that part of it, transition-wise, has been, I mean, seamless. It's just like, you know, the kids knew what to expect. And we always make tweaks. I think everybody makes tweaks every year. But and then having some of the kids back that played a lot of downs last year also helps a bunch. So I think all that put together is made for a very smooth transition for everybody.
I know that one of the things that y'all are able to do is y'all can – you just talked about offensively having a little more two back. You can, you know, with a little bit more, you know, guys on that side of the ball, you can show that defense a little bit of what they're going to see as the season goes on. How has it been with your defense working, get your offense, even before you got to the Temple scrimmage as far as preparing for this year?
It's good. I mean, we had those 18 practices during the spring where we see each other, you know, every day, and they're whacking on each other every day. We have three scrimmages during the spring. And the last one's a spring game, so we do see a lot of three-man front defenses during the year, so it helps us prepare, such as like for a Foster, who is mainly a three-man front defense, looking at that. But it's been good. I like the competition. I think our kids, we try to go, you know, we try to go good on good as much as we can, so we can see that speed, because, you know, what we're going to see here in the first, include this Temple scrimmage last week, and then the first two teams we're going to see right off the bat this year with Foster and Huntsville. And that's not to shine Nuevo León, because all they did was win the national championship in Mexico last year. But the speed we're going to see on the field is going to be tremendous, and I think you can only get better by seeing that type of speed. We need to see it early so we can make our adjustments and see where we stand and how we're going to hold up to that type of speed. So I think that's crucial for especially some of our younger guys who haven't played a lot.
Let's take a look at Foster, third-ranked team in the state, 8 offensive back, 8 defensive back, chock full of D1 guys. You knew last year, as young as they were, that you were going to see a lot of those guys this year, and it was going to give you a really good look in game one as far as what it would take to compete in this district, because the district's going to be very, very tough as well this year.
No doubt. When, you know, you have to go no further than their nose guard. Last year he's offered, the Saturday after playing, he's offered by LSU. So obviously he's an SEC-type player, plus he's a state championship-type caliber. I think he got beat in the finals this past year in the state championship in wrestling. And will probably have a great chance to win it this year. But they pose issues everywhere. Defensively up front, they're very big, very mobile. Linebackers very mobile. Secondary, they'll play a lot of man coverage and try to make you pressure you up and try to do some things to make you have to get rid of the ball quick. So it's up to us. This time of the year, it comes down to conditioning, special teams, and execution, and we have to take care of those three things. And then offensively, they have weapons everywhere. They had them last year, and it's going to be up to us to keep those contained. You have to keep the quarterback and the couple of those running backs that they're going to run it out of there. Have to keep those guys contained because they can go the distance at any time. Plus, they have a receiver, I believe it's a junior right now, that's been offered by multiple schools. And again, you have to keep those guys in front of you. And for the most part, against Temple last week, we did. Gave up one long one, had a little bust in the coverage there. And gave up another route where we played over the top of it too quickly. But I think for the most part, the kids, you know, at least got to see speed all over the field last week. And so, you know, hopefully in the mind that we're adjusted to that and have a good go at it against Foster.
We talked in the first segment about, you know, 7-on-7 for offense, but 7-on-7 for defense. You've got new faces, some familiar names, but a lot of new faces in your secondary. How did they use this summer when basically they're covering man-to-man all across the field to get better for this year?
Well, I think the one thing about us for 7-on-7, and a lot of teams, but and then there are a lot that don't, but we run our stuff. We don't run anything that's just made up. And so we'll run all of our zones, all of our man coverages, all of our mixed coverage and our combo coverage stuff for defense. Just like on offense, we don't make up and run guys in different places. We're going to run our offense and keep it to where the kids are consistently running everything we do. That way, when it comes time, we're not going back and teaching things that or trying to reteach what they did in the summertime. So I think that's crucial. But again, anytime you go out in the summertime, we play in a bunch of tournaments, and you know we're seeing major multiple Division I kids every week. And so our kids see that, and I think that's crucial that you see that all during the summertime, so you don't walk out on your first Friday night or first Thursday night in this case, and you line up against two or three Division I receivers, and it's like you've never seen that before. The kids have seen it. You know, it's how do we adjust in the game situation.
All right. Thanks. Good luck tonight, Coach.
I appreciate it.
All right. That's Coach Steve Hupp, College Station Cougar football. We'll return on Maverick 100.9 after these messages.